Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Dalvin Cook, that's what he can do. There he goes, Dalvin Cook, all the way in for a Viking touchdown.
This is BetQL Daily with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio.
I feel like we have a lot of questions about the Minnesota Vikings with very few answers. And a lot of those questions came to the forefront over the weekend, and it started on Friday as some sports books were taking down NFC North futures because of all the rumors circulating throughout Vegas and the rest of the country about Aaron Rodgers potentially retiring. Because if Rodgers is out, now we're probably taking a pass on the Packers. Well, which team do we bet on to win the NFC North? And I think that is still a question. I'm not quite sure. Is there this gap between the Vikings and the Bears? Well, let's talk about it with Paul Charchin. He's our Vikings expert today. He's terrific on fantasy football as well, so we'll get into that. Paul Charchin on Twitter. You hear him on KFan in the Minnesota area. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, Joe. Nice to talk to you. And yeah, this is I think anybody who is evaluating the Vikings for 2021 and is still thinking about 2020 doesn't realize how many changes this team has undergone in the offseason, and it's probably not getting a great read on the Vikings.
All right. Well, break some of those down, because I do hear a lot of NFL analysts say that this Vikings defense is going to be much better than what we saw a year ago. What were some of those changes, and are all of them going to be improvements?
Yeah, almost all of them are improvements. Two-thirds of the starting defense will be new from last year. The key additions were an interior rusher named Michael Pierce, who was their big offseason signing last year, but who opted out for COVID, so they get a big nose tackle back to stop the run. They didn't have their best pass rusher all of last year, Danielle Hunter, who was lost due to a neck injury. He's back and healthy. They have a new starting cornerback in Patrick Peterson, who all of your listeners are aware of. They have a new starting safety in Xavier Woods, and they brought back a familiar name as their slot corner, Mackenzie Alexander, who had been great with Mike Zimmer for the first 4 or 5 years of his career before leaving last year in free agency, washed out in Cincinnati, wasn't a great fit. He comes back to Mike Zimmer. We think he'll be effective there. And Brashad Breeland, who's got Super Bowl pedigree at cornerback, is another potential starter. Sheldon Richardson, another big name player, joins the defensive line. So it's a massively overhauled defense that really is ideally suited for Mike Zimmer, what he does best. And so I'm with most people. I believe this is going to be a Viking defense that's a lot closer to the top 10 style defenses that we've seen throughout Mike Zimmer's tenure, other than last year.
Paul, the other side of the ball, we imagine the defense will be better because Mike Zimmer rarely has bad defenses. The other side of the ball has some players. Kirk Cousins has been an NFL quarterback for a long time. He's a pretty good one. Obviously, they have some weapons there on the outside, a great running back in Dalvin Cook. But give us the latest on the story. Rick Dennison, he is out, offensive line coach, run game coordinator. Do you think that will play a big role? We know how much the run game really sets up everything in the Vikings offense. Is this a big deal that Rick is out now? Story coming over the weekend, or is this something they'll be able to overcome?
Yeah, it kind of is a big deal. This is a team that has churned offensive coordinators for five straight years. And so there's been very little coaching continuity. Dennison's been there for a while. His roles have changed between offensive lines and running backs. And they're in the middle of trying to switch from a traditional blocking scheme to his own blocking scheme, a system that they started two seasons ago and is still relatively new to this team. So it's kind of a big loss, and I don't want to undersell what this could mean. And this team's got presumably two rookies that are going to start on the offensive line. And so losing the coach that obviously knew you, liked you enough to help be a part of the decision to draft that player, and now you roll into training camp with somebody new is potentially a problem for this team. So, yeah, and now the door isn't completely shut yet. It sounds like the teams are working on trying to find some way that they can still keep him involved, and hopefully they can. I don't like this kind of change, particularly on a young, inexperienced line.
With Paul Charchian, at Paul Charchian on Twitter. You hear him on KFan up in Minneapolis, Chief Execution Officer at GuillotineLeagues.com. Make sure you check that out. Paul, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the market of first coach fired and just looking at his tenure, yeah, the up and down seasons. I thought that Mike Zimmer at 10-1 was a pretty solid bet. Could be a rough start to the season. Would you bet first coach fired Mike Zimmer?
I think the Vikings find their way to 10 wins, so I don't think so. But the thing you have correctly illuminated is a pretty brutal start to the season for the Minnesota Vikings. And if you just feel like somebody might go in the first like 5 weeks, well, there's an angle for you. They start two games on the road. They get Joe Burrow at Cincinnati, which feels reasonably winnable, but then at Arizona's tricky. Then they go to Seattle, which is probably a loss. And then they host Cleveland. That's probably a loss. They get Detroit. That could be a win. And at Carolina, if they don't pick up wins there, maybe. But mostly, I think Zimmer's pretty safe. And this has been a front office that real or an ownership group that has not made many real in season changes, other than like dead man walking at the very end of the year. So I don't think he's as likely as, say, Mike McCarthy, who feels like that thing could go upside down at any moment.
Paul, NFC North, there's some speculation out there that maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to just say, I'm hanging it up, bro. Just retire.
Yeah.
If he did, would you set the Vikings as the favorite to win this division? Or do you think this is more wide open? Joe was talking earlier in the show about how the Bears probably right there with the Vikings. I think the betting favorite would become the Vikings if Rodgers went out. How do you view the NFC North? Let's just pretend we live in a world where Aaron Rodgers exits the division.
Yeah. I think the Vikings would be the betting favorite, but I think it's more a reflection of a Chicago team that seems to be in a lot of flux right now, and the Lions that are not even relevant as they start their 93rd rebuild. And so I don't think it would be as really a reflection of a great Vikings team, but Chicago, I can't tell you the quarterback's going to be in week one, week four, week eight. And that, that says a lot. At some point, they're going to try to break in a new quarterback who many people feel like ideally would sit on the bench all year. So I don't know that you can, do you really want to back Andy? Do you want Andy Dalton on your ticket? That's how I would put it with Chicago is, do you want to put your hard earned money on a ticket that might have Andy Dalton starting 10, 12, 17 games. That doesn't interest me a lot.
Boy, if he's starting 10, 12 games, they better be in first place in the NFC North.
you would hope so, right? But what if Justin Fields just isn't ready? What if Dalton is just like the guy he was last year, which is like just good enough to lose a lot of games? But they're looking at Fields in practice and they're seeing what he does. He's just not ready. And they got to keep rolling out Dalton longer than anybody wants us to. And then you got this older defense. They lost their best cornerback in the offseason. Chicago, it feels like they're a year away from being a contender, and that year away is when Justin Fields is ready to start 17 games.
Sure, I understand that. I definitely think Andy Dalton is going to be starting week one. After that, I have no idea, and that's tough to bet on. What about the number one question that you're going to be getting over the next month and a half?
Come on, Charge, give me a sleeper. Give me a sleeper. And we can put this in sports betting too. Maybe someone that would shock people to be the passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards leader at the end of the season.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm going to give, well, I'll start by giving you just a fantasy sleeper, my favorite fantasy sleeper for the year. And it's not necessarily as bettable, but it's Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards is part of a 1-2 punch. We know, because long history, that he's going to get as much run in that backfield as J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins is going in the third round of fantasy drafts. Gus Edwards, who gets goal line carries all the time, is going 9 rounds later, getting just as much work and the goal line work. And you roll all that together, you're like, geez, this is what a steal this is. So I think there's a lot of reasons to really like Gus Edwards as a sleeper. And then if I were to go to some of the awards, like, you know, MVP or Offensive Player of the Year, these are, you know, eminently bettable. I'll give you a couple of guys that I think make sense and maybe even a sleeper. And I've also got Offensive Rookie of the Year for you. We can go a lot of directions on this thing.
Lay it on us, Paul.
Rookie of the Year. Okay, yeah. Great. So let's do Offensive Rookie of the Year. So unlike a lot of other awards, this is usually a running back award, and a lot of people love Kyle Pitts here, but for Offensive Rookie of the Year, a tight end hasn't won that since Mike Ditka in 1961. So if we're just going to set Kyle Pitts aside for a minute, and there's a lot of reason to worry about that, by the way, and just one more thing on Kyle Pitts. Average season for a rookie first-round tight end over the last two decades is this: 30 catches for 350 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's the average first round rookie production on the air. And that's why Kyle Pitts is out for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Trevor Lawrence is just plus 300. That, to me, is not a bettable number. I mean, for the love of God, Patrick Mahomes is plus 600. So to win MVP, and I'm not taking Trevor Lawrence at plus 300. How about Trey Lance sitting at plus 800? He walks into the NFL's best offensive coach, Kyle Shanahan, elite receiving weapons in George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. His offensive line gained Alex Mack at center and retained left tackle Trent Williams, who's awesome. And a little bit like Lamar Jackson, who is great, he's got the highlight machine built into him. Trey Lance does, with the deep passing and the running ability. And those highlights help you win that award. So I think Trey Lance is a great value at plus 800.
Mm, not Trey Sermon, huh?
No, I am totally out on Trey Sermon.
Really? Why is that?
Yes. I think he is an average NFL running back. When I just look at his game in college, I go, okay, what does Trey Sermon do really well? What's the standout thing that's going to make him succeed at the NFL? What's the one trait that's gonna elevate him above the players around him? And I can't find it on tape. I can't find it. And he heads into a San Francisco running back rotation that always distributes the ball to three guys, four guys, and he's just not going to get the ball anywhere near enough to win that award. You have to have the ball in your hands a ton to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Paul Charchian at Paul Charchian on Twitter. Paul, thanks for the Vikings information, fantasy football as well. Hope we can do it again. All right,
Joe. It's been a ton of fun, Joe. Joe, we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. That is Paul Charchian. Terrific information from him. And we're going to line him up the day in Major League Baseball next on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.